It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now to the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, building and operating their own broadband system made possible through a roughly $25 million grant awarded last month by the Commerce Department's National Telecommunications and Information Administration. The goal to expand high-speed internet on tribal lands in 15 states. Join in on closing the digital divide, especially on reservations. 800-642-1234. Emerson Coy is the Lac des Flambeaux Tribe's Director of Planning and Development. Emerson, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us on.
Yes, good morning. And we also have Dion Reynolds, Chief Operating Officer for the Lac des Flambeaux and member of the Lac des Flambeaux Business Development Corporation. Dion, welcome to you.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, well, Dion, lay it out for us. Lay out the need. Why did you pursue this grant?
We pursued this grant basically because there's a pretty large gap between, you know, what type of internet you would receive like in a regular city environment compared to out here in the rural tribal area. During the pandemic, it made it increasingly clear that we were well behind on the speeds that you would get normally in other areas. We tried to do some remote work. And, you know, from my perspective in the Business Development Corporation, I was finding that we had people that worked for us that weren't able to connect to, you know, our business connections that were needed to work from home during that time. So we had to actually have some people come in during that pandemic. And during that time, we've seen how far away we were from having the speeds that we need to do, you know, just the basic businesses.
Is it the location in far northern Wisconsin that is the challenge for connectivity, or were there other underlying challenges, would you say?
I would say, you know, a little of both. More so, I think that, you know, up in this area, being it's rural, I don't think, you know, as far as, you know, when it comes to internet, there's a, it's a capital society. So I think when it comes to internet, you know, you look at where you're going to get the most bang for your buck. And I feel like some of the providers up here didn't feel like this was a strategic area. So they weren't looking at, you know, developing, you know, the area with, you know, the speeds that are needed. So, you know, with that, it kind of left us behind. So it kind of had to take it upon ourselves to, you know, make ourselves our priority and, you know, get it to where we needed to do on our own.
Emerson, how many households on the reservation will have access to this high-speed broadband connection? Can you give us some numbers here?
Our goal is to have 2,300 homes connected to it. And if there's some businesses, too, on the way, you know, we will also do that as well. So that's our goal. It's going to take us, you know, a couple years to get out to all of them because it's a very large project. So we live in an area where there's lots of lakes. You know, we're 12 miles by 12 miles, 144 square miles, a third of it's water, you know. So we're going around lakes, and you know, it's not like in the city when it's everything's a subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our work cut out for us, but we have it all planned out pretty well.
And it's not like you get the $26.6 million and you can flip on a switch where it's like perfect high-speed internet, continuous, you know, for everyone. Can you walk us through these steps and challenges that are a part of this process to get this connectivity?
Well, first and foremost, we have to do a NEPA, an environmental study on it, to be able to attain the construction money on the grant.
Okay.
And so, because we're bringing, you know, the backhaul from Fifield, and it's quite a ways, and we have to go, you know, through a couple of bridges and so forth. And getting it here, first of all, to our business development spot on Thoroughfare Road, and then from there, building a operating center will be the central part where the middle mile comes in, and then we do the final mile from there going out to all the homes. So that'll be the hub. We'll get to the hub first, and then we go on.
We're talking about Lac des Flambeaux's plan to create its own internet service with Emerson Coy there. Emerson is the business tribe's director for planning and development, and Dion Reynolds is the tribe's chief operating officer, member of the Lac des Flambeaux Business Development Corporation. You can join in on connectivity and getting a community online high-speed internet, 800-642-1234. Dion, are other tribes like Lac des Flambeaux, are other tribes in a similar position where you just didn't have that connectivity and you didn't have the ability to get an outside, investment from a company to be able to make it happen? Is this a common problem?
I would say it is. One of the situations we're looking at is, you know, tribes have some unique factors when it comes to, you know, our business development, our basically what we call tribal sovereignty. And when it comes to that, you know, we like to kind of be what they call, you know, the keepers of the key when it comes to, you know, doing what we need to do to, you know, foster our economic growth. You know, not only that, but, you know, have access to all the other things such as, you know, telehealth and the other things that you can enjoy with faster broadband. I think other tribes, you know, are kind of feeling the same thing where they want to kind of take control of their destiny and have that ability to kind of govern what they need to do in order to get to where we need to be. So, you know, in the areas, I know, you know, some tribes kind of feel left out where they feel, you know, some of the corporate areas are not really, you know, looking at them for development. And it's just, you know, has a lot to do, like I said, with the, you know, it's, some of us are in smaller areas where, you know, the bang for the buck isn't as large, but, you know, the importance of having it everywhere is really still high.
Mm-hmm. You bring up tribal sovereignty, digital sovereignty, and supporting tribal citizens to, you know, build and operate their own broadband networks on tribal lands. And that is really gaining momentum. What could Wisconsin do to advance and support digital sovereignty?
I think, you know, having more dialect with the different tribes directly would be, you know, an important step in building that, you know, between the government and the tribal governments. Understanding, you know, one of the things that we did in the beginning of our whole program when we seen this, the grant wasn't readily available at the time when we started. We started about 2 years ago. There was a group of us that started a broadband consortium, to say. And, you know, we reached out to different organizations and everywhere. And some of them were kind of, you know, they would have a conversations with us, but they weren't as meaningful as, you know, we'd hope. I think, you know, one of the things that would really help, you know, for anyone is to, you know, start with that meaningful conversation and look for, you know, what tribes are really trying to get accomplished in their own areas, which are, like I said before, they're more unique.
Emerson, what does digital sovereignty mean to you?
Well, it means a lot because it puts us in the driver's seat and we don't have to depend on other companies, you know, worrying about our rates or what we're doing and who, where we're offering the internet to.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps us because we can become our own ISP, our own internet service provider, be recognized by FCC, and, you know, we will be, and so we're going to be doing our own thing, you know, which is really an amazing venture for us. We're really excited. We're looking forward to it.
Emerson Coy is the Lac des Flambeaux Tribe's Director of Planning and Development for over 30 years. Dion Reynolds, Chief Operating Officer for the Lac des Flambeaux Tribe. Join in on connecting unserved or underserved communities, questions about this grant through the U.S. government's Tribal Broadband Connectivity Program, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Thank you. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss nation-to-nation efforts to bring affordable, reliable, high-speed internet to the Lac des Flambeaux tribe in northern Wisconsin. They were recently awarded one of 23 grants by the Biden administration for broadband infrastructure deployment. According to the Interior Department's Office of Indian Economic Development, less than half of rural Native communities have fixed broadband coverage. Join in on connectivity, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. We have Planning and Development Director Emerson Coy and Chief Operating Officer Dion Reynolds with the Lac des Flambeaux tribe. They stay with us. You know, Emerson, when we're talking about going up and over and around lakes in the community, and, you know, broadband customers in rural areas have encountered the last mile problem, the gap between the provider's infrastructure and a customer's home or workplace. What challenges will there be in ensuring people on the reservation have infrastructure built out to their residences?
One of the things we'll have to do, and we're working on it, is to get the right of way to the roadways. We have state, county, tribal, BIA, town roads on the reservation. And so pretty much we're going to stay in the right of way of the roads to get that fiber out to the homes. So that's what we're planning on. And I don't think that'll be too hard to do because everyone is just looking forward to this project at getting this internet because it's just because of the need that we have.
What is the timeline for having it operational?
We would hope to have something beginning operational next fall, but we can't guarantee that because there's always, it depends on if anything, any hurdles happen on the way, you know. It takes time to do the environmental, you know, we'll be putting it out for a design build project. And so we have to work with, you know, the townships, the county, the state on those right-of-way issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a little while. And we're hoping to have something connected by next fall. And it might take a little longer, too. If we have to, we can get an extension. We have 2.5 years on the grant to complete it.
Okay. Dion, what will connectivity, what will high-speed internet do for workforce development and economic development? What do you anticipate?
Well, I think, you know, talking to some of the people, we went out and did surveys, and we're talking to different individuals on, you know, the importance of the internet. There's actually individuals we're talking about, you know, living in the area is almost something that, you know, they're not willing to do because of the speeds of the internet, and that because their jobs, you know, rely on that. It'll, you know, allow to kind of be like a workforce multiplier where people who normally couldn't work in the area because of internet connections, you know, some of them are remote workers where they can actually work from home and do, you know, lots of different types of jobs. That's the way the world is going right now. But in an area where, you know, our internet speeds are not capable of that, it kind of takes away the opportunity to live in this most beautiful area up here and be able to have those jobs. So bringing, you know, some of the people back home to be able to handle those jobs here in the homelands in this area, you know, that also brings, you know, like I said, an economic development factor. Where, you know, the more people in the area, the more people are shopping at our local market, using our gas, you know, coming to our entertainment venues. So it's kind of a big deal for us.
You see the ripple effect in action once it is established.
Correct.
Yeah. Let's go to Gordon in Oshkosh. Gordon, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Yeah, hi. I think this is a great program, and kudos to the Lac des Flambeaux. I think the reason, you know, the tribes and a lot of rural areas in Wisconsin haven't received broadband is because the market hasn't worked. You know, telecommunication companies didn't see that they could make money. And I think we really should probably be encouraging, you know, local control to be able to pursue this if we're going to be competitive. I know Reedsburg, I think for more than 20 years, has provided internet to their community, just like you would sign up for water or sewer or trash collection. And when you look, you know, communities can't be competitive without this. And so pursuing it on your own is something I think that, you know, we should look at enabling and making it easier to do. And really great to hear that, you know, Lac des Flambeaux has been able to move forward because of this.
Gordon, thank you for those thoughts. You know, Gordon bringing up the Reedsburg, Wisconsin model as a basic utility. And, you know, Dion really echoing, I think, what you've said about local control, especially in a rural area. What are your thoughts on what Gordon has to say?
You know, I totally agree with what he had to say. In our broadband group here that we created, you know, one of our members is Jim Tuckwell. He's from the Vilas County Economic Development Service. So, you know, he represents, you know, a larger portion of our community over on the Vilas County side. And he, you know, on, you know, offside the reservation in Vilas County, they have the same situation. And he, you know, he has his group over in the Vilas County area doing the same thing. It looks like, you know, that's kind of the way, you know, of the walk right now is to kind of, you know, have smaller decentralized ISP providers where we can kind of control our own destiny. So, you know, I think it's not 100%, you know, tribes only. I think it's, you know, small communities throughout the United States as well.
Talking about the rollout of Lac des Flambeaux's planned internet service with the federal grant, Dion Reynolds here, the tribe's chief operating officer, Emerson Coy as well, director of planning and development for the Lac des Flambeaux. Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Emerson, you know, when the grant runs out, and I understand, you know, there can be an extension, but when the initial grant funding runs out, how will the service remain operational?
Well, it's going to remain operational by our economic arm of the Business Development Corporation. They're going to be running it as the ISP, and it'll be from the fees that people pay for the internet service that'll help sustain it. We don't plan on making oodles of money or, you know, but we want it to be, to make, you know, to be able to keep on providing the service and be sustainable that way by the income that we receive.
How do you ensure the fees are affordable to everyone?
There's a scale that we have, depending on the amount of speed that you want. And so, you'll pay according to how much speed that you would like to employ at your house or your business.
I wonder, Dion, should other tribes or rural communities follow the model that Lac des Flambeaux has done? What would you suggest?
Yeah, I think that would be a... I think a lot of tribes are looking at it. I think now that this, you know, amount of funding came out from NTIA, tribes are looking at that as a way to move forward. You know, one of the things you were just talking about as far as, you know, the feasibility and sustainability, what we looked at here, and probably other tribes are doing the same thing. We went out and did a survey of the community. And what we found was that the download speeds that we're getting are basically 8 megabits down and then 1 megabit up. And, the national average is 25.3. That's what the FCC says that we should be getting. So we're well below that average at 8 down and 1 up, and we're paying basically $70, you know, so the average cost for that 8 down, 1 up is $70. Now, if you see that same $70 anywhere else, you're getting 100 to, you know, 300 meg in a bigger town. So, you know, whenever you're talking about that, if we're, you know, still pushing to $66, but we're able to provide a network that's providing that minimum 25.3 connection, I think that's already, you know, leaps and bounds ahead of where we could have been. And it's more affordable, you know, than having such a low internet speed for and high rate. And we're looking at, you know, diversifying it. So, you know, a 25.3 would just be our introductory rate, and it'd be a lot cheaper than what you're paying right now for the 8.1. We look at, we can go up to 100 meg speeds and, you know, offer it at a higher speed, where people can start doing, you know, real-time internet gaming and stuff stuff like that, what the kids are really into nowadays are, you know, a lot of real time type things, or connections to a lot of different, you know, Netflix, you know, all the stuff, the streaming entertainment services you have at home. Right now, you know, we just don't have that. And I think that's a big deal. And I do think that other tribes are going to look at this as a model and really kind of capitalize on it.
Well, Dion and Emerson, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dion Reynolds is Chief Operating Officer and member of the Lacta Flambeau Business Development Corporation. Emerson Coy is Planning Director for the Lacta Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.